1. The start of a new school year was never easy. Katie thought her anxiety level would have mellowed by her third year of teaching second grade, but the seemingly chaotic condition of her classroom was proving her wrong. Her eyes narrowed as they fell on the new reading corner in the back. The bookcases definitely needed some tweaking. She didn't like chaos. She heaved a sigh and blew a wayward wisp of auburn hair out of her face. She stood in the middle of her classroom, hands on her waist, and turned slowly, making mental note of things still to be done before the open house that night and the start of school tomorrow. She picked her way through the rows of tiny desks to the reading corner, made some adjustments, and stepped back to survey her work. Cocking her head to one side, she chewed on the thumbnail she'd just broken, tucked a stray bit of auburn hair behind her ear, and groaned, "It's still not right." This was turning into a bigger chore than she had imagined, and she still had lesson plans to finish. Sally Morton paused outside Katie's classroom door, hearing muffled voices from rooms of other teachers working, and rolled her eyes as she watched Katie work. Sally stepped inside the door just as Katie stopped to deliberate her furniture arrangement. In spite of herself, Sally's attention was drawn to the bright colors and decorations splashed across Katie's room, which felt warm, exciting, and completely inviting. Katie Garrett, Little Miss Perfect. Everyone at Birmingham Elementary talked about how nice Katie was, how sweet Katie was, how great Katie was. But not Sally. She congratulated herself on being smart enough to see right through this soft-spoken imposter. Sally's eyes glittered cat-like as the sound of heavy furniture scraping across the floor drifted into the hallway. What was she up to, though? Sally strolled further inside to get a better look. Katie stepped inside the small space that she'd intended to be an enticing reading corner, but in spite of the cheery braided rug and a couple of brightly colored beanbag chairs, turned out to be more of a black hole surrounded by bookcases. She grunted as she tugged on one of the bookcases and jumped when she heard someone say, "Having a little trouble?" Katie peered around the edge of the bookcase. She grimaced slightly as she tried to maintain a pleasant look.
"No, I've got this,"
punctuating each word with a shove of the bookcase. Sally smiled like a cat who'd spotted the canary's cage open.
"Ah, so I see,"
she said before sliding gracefully into one of the small chairs at the nearest table. Katie huffed and tugged on the bookcase one last time before stepping outside the reading area and nodding. She moved another bookcase slightly, which added more light into the nook.
"There, that should do it," she said under her breath, smiling with satisfaction. "To what do I owe this honor?" Katie asked, reluctantly turning her attention to Sally. "Just thought I'd see if you're ready for tonight,"
Sally replied, looking languidly at her set of highly polished fingernails. Katie eyed her own broken nail and ran her fingers through her hair in an attempt to look more presentable. She had been stung numerous times by Sally's directness and knew Sally wouldn't let anything go until she had an answer, and she was waiting for an answer now. Katie eyed her closely and hesitated before replying cautiously,
"I'm as ready as I'll ever be."
"Well, me too. There's just so much to do,"
Sally said, shrugging her shoulders with a dramatic sigh. Katie had seen that shrug before. Sally had been a high school cheerleader, and she used the same dramatic sigh, helpless shrug of the shoulders, and delicate little pout when she had flirted and the guys had fallen victim to her spell. Katie had watched Sally use those tactics with Andy, Katie's especially handsome firefighter husband. This was before Sally knew Katie and Andy were married. Katie had been so proud of Andy while watching the exchange with Sally because she'd never seen him act so coldly. He parried and dodged Sally's advances effortlessly, as if it were a boring game he'd won 100 times, but Sally never caught on. In her first year of teaching and newly married, Katie felt self-conscious and unsure of herself. Half teasing, half not, she tried to laugh it off when she said to Andy,
"It's a good thing we're married. I was getting a little jealous watching you and Sally."
Andy's strong reaction surprised her. He pulled her close and firmly.
"Katie Garrett, I don't want to ever hear such nonsense again. You're the one I love, not Sally or anyone else. Got it? I love you because you're you."
He looked at her, his eyes blazing, and then he smiled his most dazzling smile right before he kissed her. She could still feel the power of that kiss and see the love burning in his eyes.